You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hot weather still trending, but it's one more day. Hang on, one more day. Tomorrow we get a big break to the tune of maybe 20 to 25 degrees cooler Thursday and Friday. So hold on. Kamala Harris introduced Tim Walz as her running mate. So now let the real mudslinging and name calling on both sides shift into high gear. America at its classiest is most definitely election season. Jeremy, the good news, only 89 more days and then this will be over.
Mm-hmm. Well, will it be?
Will it really be over? Yeah, well,
it just
be the start of round two, yep. Right? Anyway, election is 89 days away. I think most Americans are just ready for it to be over.
Oh, yeah.
United States finally pulled into the lead when it comes to gold medals. We've been trailing in gold medals. Overall medal count, we've been number one, I think, since the start. But we finally have surged into the lead in gold medals. The Olympics starting to wind down. We have, let's see, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We have, what, 5 more days of the games. And it's happened. After the International Olympic Committee insisted the water in the Seine was safe for the athletes, several have gotten sick after swimming in that big old polluted mess. A Belgian swimmer was rushed to the hospital with a serious E. coli infection. And sure enough, a test swim was canceled yesterday while the IOC figures out what it wants to do about the 2 additional events scheduled to take place in the Seine this week. After its swimmer fell ill, Belgium just pulled out of those events. They're like, we're not putting our athletes at risk. The IOC needs to probably be ashamed of itself that it put, I guess, basically the money ahead of the health of the athletes.
Sure they did.
Because everybody knew that that was a polluted, ugly, filthy trough of a mess.
Yep.
We keep seeing Snoop Dogg all over these Olympics. To the point, let me just say, I like him. I'm entertained by watching him. I'll put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And even I am like, okay, I think I've way reached my Snoop Dogg burnout level. Like you are with Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
He is everywhere. Snoop Dogg is just a little overexposed now. But there's a report that's out showing how much he's getting paid to be the NBC correspondent. And it works out to $500,000 a day.
Well, good for him. He's a hell of an agent. And you know what? When you do see him, he looks like he's having the time of his life.
Wow, he certainly is.
I'd be smiling too if I was getting that every day. But
By the time the Olympics are done, he will have pocketed $15 million just to walk around and be Snoop.
It's good to be Snoop.
So, you know me, I'm all about the autonomous cars, especially when we were talking about how dangerous it is to be on the roads today. If you just tuned in, August 7th has been deemed the most deadly day of the year on American roads. So watch out for the idiots out there. But how do you feel about a robot working on your teeth? There's a company, they're called Perceptive. They have just finished a robotic device that pulled off the first fully automated dental procedure. A robotic arm, try to picture this, which was controlled by AI, actually shaved down a man's tooth for a crown.
Okay.
3D mapping is what it does inside your mouth, and it clamps onto your jaw, and a drill moves in circles to grind your tooth down. They claim it has offered an enhanced precision and efficiency. And apparently so, because I've had 2 crowns put on in my life. And I do remember that each one was 2 visits, about an hour each. But this company says they're going to be able to do everything in 1 15-minute procedure.
Well, that's a huge benefit. That's great.
So now, if you're like terrified of the idea of a robot working on your tooth, 15 minutes versus 2 hours spread out over like
you'll
week?
Be fine. It'll be so precise. As long as you don't move, right?
Don't sneeze. They say it is not ready for prime time yet, so you're not going to be dealing with this right away. But you know what?
Did you see who's part of it?
They're about 5 years away from getting approval from the FDA, so it's coming. I'm sorry, what?
I was looking here. Let me double check the story. One of the investors on this is Zuckerberg's dad, right?
Who's a dentist.
Who's a dentist? So you know it's going to get some decent funding, and this thing's going to work.
Yeah, Ed Zuckerberg. That's old, Mark Zuckerberg.
Old Ed Zuckerberg.
Yeah. Ed Zuckerberg. He's one of the investors, and he's a dentist. So what does that tell you? Oh, what else do we have? I thought this was it's kind of a good news story. Maybe it should have been my goodbye story today. But this guy named Scott King, back in 1985, went to Disneyland because it was their 30th anniversary, and they had a big thing where they gave away different prizes. They gave away a brand new car to one person, but all sorts of bells and whistles went off when he went through the turnstile, and they said, hey, you're one of our winners of a free passport. This is a free ticket, good for any time. You can redeem it at any time to come back to Disneyland. That was 39 years ago. Just the other day, his daughter came up to him and said, hey, Dad, my boyfriend and I want to go to Disneyland. Oh, my God, it's so expensive. Tickets can be close to $200 for Disney. You know, you just went, didn't you?
Yeah, it's not cheap.
A couple years ago?
Not cheap.
And Dad went, hey, wait a minute. I think I've got a pass to Disneyland. He had put it in a scrapbook back in 1985. He went and dug that thing out. They took it to Disney. And after a manager had to come over to the ticket booth, and they had to powwow for a bit. They were like, yeah, it's good. So almost 40 years later, they went walking in for free to Disney. That's the right thing to do. You know what? If they hadn't done that, then they just would have been absolutely crucified on social media.
And everybody would have stopped going to Disney.
Right. What else is trending?
Our sponsor, Trending Report, is brought to you by Efficient Comfort. You can upgrade your heating and cooling systems, reduce your monthly utility bills, and get several tax credits and rebates on your new equipment. Learn more and book online at efficientcomfortco.com. Allow me to welcome back some kiddos to school. Get up, get moving. Let's go. Back to school for Douglas County and Aurora Public Schools this morning. Get your booties to the bus stop. Go learn something. Because I know you've forgotten everything over the summer, just like my kids have. Knickknack sent me a great meme yesterday. This will work for Jeffco kids right now. It's this mom standing at the door waving at her kids. And it says, I know school doesn't start till next week. Just walk slowly. Get out of the house. Get the hell out. Douglas County also made the list of the healthiest communities in America. Someplace in Virginia, the New Mexico, and then Douglas County, Colorado, made the healthy list. So y'all are healthy out in Douglas County.
No knock on New Mexico, because I love it down there. But I was a little surprised to see that one of its communities was the second healthiest in the country, because I don't think healthy when I think New Mexico.
No?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I don't know. It's hot. I feel like you get outside and exercise there. All I know is I eat, when we go to Santa Fe, I eat like a mother.
That's what I mean. Food.
There's a couple breakfast spots down there that I'm like, give me a second breakfast burrito. Why not? I'm on vacation. More Colorado news. This funeral home, this story has been national news. It's the owners of a funeral home in Penrose, Colorado, that was failing to cremate or bury about 190 humans, and they found all this human remains there. Well, now a judge has ordered them to pay $956 million in damages, and they say with interest, this could top $1 billion in fines.
Well,
each member is going to receive like $7 million from the family. And yeah, I mean, forget that. Went on and said, you're not going to see any of that money.
They got about as much chance of getting that money as, you know, OJ's victims' families,
right,
the Goldmans, had of getting any blood from a turnip, you know?
The big news out of this, they say it's potentially the largest monetary judgment in Colorado history. So up to $1 billion for all these families. But man, you can't put a price on any of this where you realize your grandpa's been laying in a field somewhere or something.
No.
That's horrible. Absolutely horrible. Anyway, so that's going on. The other gigantic story this morning, top news story, ankle socks are still big. They're still a big deal. 41% of people prefer them over the no-show socks, quarter-length socks, and the crew sock. People love their ankle socks, don't they?
I'm still an ankle sock guy.
I like my ankle socks.
Will not go the trendy no-show. They're uncomfortable.
It depends on what shoes I'm wearing. I'll tuck a little no-show there on my foot if I want, you know, just to show off my ankle a little bit. But if I'm running and stuff, yeah, I don't want the rubbage. Pull it up over my ankle a little bit. That's a really good look. Some bright white ankle socks and some New Balance shoes.
I ought to get a photo of me in my full walking gear these days.
Oh yeah, you still wearing knee pads?
Because with the floppy hat, you would have a field day.
And are you wearing your knee pads still? Because you were wearing knee pads at one point, weren't you?
No, but I'm not trail running right now, so I don't have those on. This is just walking.
Give me one when you're trail running with your bright white ankle socks, knee pads, and your floppy hat. That's what I want to see. And tell me you have a hip pack on too to hold your chapstick. That's fantastic. Hey, more streaming changes this time around. Disney Plus and Hulu, they're raising them $2 each. Whatever their tiers are and their plans, they're all going up $2 each. They're kind of pushing people towards a bundling plan now. And I will say that that is exactly what I just signed up for with Disney. I did the Disney, the Hulu, and the Max subscription.
For how much?
$30 a month, I think, for those three.
Huh.
And if you broke it down, it was cheaper to just do that. And I've been wanting Max for a while, so I'm kind of catching up on some stuff.
Yeah, I like Max. They're all going up. I'll tell you the thing that has driven me absolutely crazy is all the commercials on Amazon Prime.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I mean, it's a lot.
And people are mad about that because you can pay a couple bucks more and get them removed. And I'm like, I'm already paying $140 a year for your stupid Prime.
Yeah, they want more.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not like it's like one commercial. You'll have a commercial break with six commercials in it.
Horrible.
In the middle of a show.
That's
it's like the old days when we used to watch network television.
That's horrible. A new poll asked people if they've ever dined on roadkill. 6% of people said, yeah, I've done that. They didn't ask how often they do that or how excited they are when they do that, but... yeah, people, I guess, are fine with collecting roadkill for personal use. And
I mean,
depends on how fresh it is, I guess. If you just hit a deer,
like if it's a you know some squirrel, I'm not going to eat it. But I mean,
no.
If it's a deer just killed, I mean, that's venison. I mean, it's the circle of life.
I had an awesome poster in my room growing up, and I thought it was the funniest thing ever as a young boy. It was the Roadkill Cafe poster, and the tagline was "You kill it, we grill it." And they had like Flat Cat on there and Swirl of Squirrel, Rigor Mortis Tortoise. I mean, it was really funny back in the day. Slab of Lab. That's good eating right there. Speaking of good eating, you ever had an Auntie Anne's pretzel? Oh yeah, that's good eating. And man, do they smell good. And they know it because they're releasing a signature perfume called Need. K-N-E-A-D.
Oh,
get it?
Clever.
Need that ass. And I guess it makes you smell like their pretzels. You're going to smell very yeasty. You're going to smell like bread. Of course, you'll be able to get it on their website. $25 and $45 for different size bottles. So if you're dying to smell like bread, that's for you. Then how about this? If your stock portfolio is hurting this week, just be grateful that you're still alive right now. A study out this morning found that big swings in the stock market can be deadly on you. They researched many years, and when there was a steep drop, there were more deaths from cardiovascular events like heart attacks and strokes.
Sure.
But here's the bad news. When there was steep inclines, too, people had heart issues and cardiovascular issues. Like, oh, my God, look at all the money I just made.
We can't win,
can we? How much money did you lose, Dom?
Millions.
I didn't even look. I was like, I'm just not even going to look. That's the best thing to do. All right, let's do this.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. A really sweet feel-good video this morning. It's a mom in North Carolina. She posted a montage of her little young son freaking out every time grandpa comes over to visit. He shows up every Thursday, it sounds like, and this kid gets crazy excited. It's really sweet, and it's set to some Chris Stapleton music, so that got me going, too.
Cute!
Check it out on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Peter Dunn.